أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وسيق الذين كفروا إلى جهنم زمراء. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained the day of Qiyamah, when it will be heralded in, and all the formalities that will take place, the court cases, and how everyone's evidence will be laid, and every person, every convicted person, will 100% accept wholeheartedly from the bottom of his heart that yes, I do deserve this punishment. Now when the decisions will be made of those going to Jannat and those going to Jahannam, now from the courtroom, being led to the prison is explained here now. وَوْفِيَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسِ وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرَىٰ. اور ہاں کے جائیں جو منکر تھے دوزخ کی طرف گروہ گروہ. And those people will be driven, the people who made kufr and who disbelieved, and on whom the sentence of Jahannam has come, they will be driven towards Jahannam in groups. The siqa, saqa, in Arabic is like when animals are driven. When all animals, especially cattle, sheep, etc., a person, the shepherd, comes with his stick and he drives them towards the kraal, etc. Like that, the people of Jahannam will be driven towards Jahannam. And they will be in groups. That is, all the different types. Those who were the worst types of kafirs will be in a different group and they will be in front. Those who used to follow them will be at the back, but all will be in different groups. And from other ayat, we learn that they will be brought close to Jahannam, and then they will be heaped one on top of the other. They won't be like in a queue going one after the other into Jahannam, but they will be heaped one on top of the other, and then as the groups are, they will be pushed into the fire of Jahannam. Hatta idha ja'uha futihat abwabuha. Yahan tak ke jab pahunch jaye us par khole jayenge uske darwaze. And when they will reach Jahannam, then the doors of Jahannam will be opened and then they will be pushed in. In other words, just like prisons today, when the prisoners come, the doors are not opened before time. When the prisoner comes there, then the guard opens the door. Just like that, Jahannam also, the doors won't be opened before time. When the prisoners of Jahannam, the inmates, will reach there, then the doors will be opened and then they will be pushed into Jahannam. And but before that, وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا. اور کہنے لگے ان کو اس کے داروغا. And then the guard of Jahannam will say to them, to rebuke them for further and to punish them and torture them psychologically, the guard of Jahannam will ask them, أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِّنْكُمْ. کیا نہ پہنچے تھے تمہارے پاس رسول تم میں سے کے. Did not a رسول, a messenger come to you from amongst your own people? That is, like a person from your own family, a people from your own nation. Like here also today, somebody comes from the Gam. We say he's from our Gam. And we give him more preference to other people. So didn't somebody come to you from your own type? And what did he come and tell you? يَتْلُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِ رَبِّكُمْ. پڑھتے تھے تم پر باتیں تمہارے رب کی. And that he had informed you and read upon you the ayats of Allah Ta'ala. That is, all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam who came, didn't they come to you and didn't they inform you and didn't they read the ayats of the Quran, of the heavenly books which Allah had read? وَيُنذِرُونَكُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. اور دراتے تم کو اس تمہارے دن کی ملاقات سے. And didn't they warn you of this day, that you, this day will finally come and you will have to face this day? Weren't you warned about all this? Weren't you informed about the talks of Allah, about Jannat and Jahannam, of doing righteous deeds and staying away from wrong? Weren't you informed of all this? That also every inmate of Jahannam and prisoner will have no option, but he will have to accept it from the bottom of his heart. قَالُوا بَلَىٰ. بولے کیوں نہیں. They will say, yes, definitely, they did come. وَلَكِنْ حَقَّتْ عَلَيْهِمْ كَلِمَةُ الْعَذَابِ. ثَابِتْ هُوَ حُكَمْ azab ka, but the punishment of the sentence of punishment has been passed upon them. That is, we find ourselves guilty. We have got no excuse whatsoever. Everything was made manifest. Allah has given us our eyes to see the Qudrat, our ears to hear the Qudrat of Allah, our brains to understand the Qudrat of Allah, our hearts to have Iman. Allah has made it so clear. The Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam came. After them, the ulama are working continuously, whether in the form of bayans, whether in the form of writing kitabs, etc. The Tabligh Jamaat is coming door to door, person to person. A person has got no excuse. Azans are taking place. Everyone hears the azan. We, on the day of Qiyamah, we will be asked, weren't all these things? Then what kept you away? Why did you not come for Fajr? Why did you not come for your namazes, etc.? Everything is clear. Today in the world, Islamic da'wat is open. The azans are there. Muslims, men who dress like Muslims, women who dress like Muslims, throughout the world, whether it's airports, whether it's shopping malls or wherever, the da'wat of Islam is clear and manifest everywhere. But these people turned a blind eye. Now they will realize that we were so blind, everything was so clear to us, and Allah's punishment will have descended upon them. Then now it will be said, قِيلَ ادْخُلُوا أَبْوَابَ جَهَنَّمْ. Hukam huwe ke dakhil ho jao darwazo mein dozakh ke. Now the command will be given, enter now into the doors of Jahannam, like the gate of the jail. Once you have entered and it's shut behind you and locked, and the key is thrown away, now you have got no choice but just to stay there. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا سَدَى رِهْنِكُ اُسْمَيْ. To remain in there forever and ever. فَبِئْسَ مَثْوَ الْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ. So kya buri jaga hai rehne ki ghurur walo ko. So what a bad place it is for those people who had pride in them. And the ulama have explained, pride is the main reason why a person makes kufr. From the time of Nuh alayhi salam right through, if we read, we see it is pride that stops a person from accepting the commands of Allah Ta'ala. So first Allah Ta'ala said, حَقَّتْ كَلِمَةُ الْعَذَابِ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ, that these non-believers, the cause of it was pride. That led them to kufr. And the cause of pride is pride. The cause of the cause is pride. So here then Allah referred, مَثْوَ الْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ. So the pride is a disease that stops us from accepting the truth. Today husband and wife argument, if you go and see, really the basis of it is pride. Nobody wants to bow down. Nobody wants to just say, maaf, I made a mistake. Everyone wants to prove his point. Wherever there are arguments, where there is humility and one person just says, maaf, sorry, I made a mistake. Anything happens, you bump somebody, you say sorry, that person also overlooks it. But when we have pride in us and we say we blame that person because we don't want to accept the fault, that is where all our problems are. And this pride leads to al-kufr, and the pride leads to Jahannam. A person must treat the disease of pride. It is a killer disease, it is a contagious disease, it is a disease that destroys a person completely. So the people of Jahannam will have entered there, and they will realize that this pride of theirs brought them down. Pride, usually a person thinks, I'm big, I'm great, but pride brings you right down, destroys you. So Allah explains here that when the court case will be over, those who will be sentenced to Jahannam, to jail, how they will be taken and in what condition they will be led to Jahannam, and they will be, so to say, thrown into the prison, into the jail, and the keys of the gate will be thrown away. They will stay there forever and ever. However, believers who have got Iman, and due to the evil deeds they have entered, they were not forgiven, and they did not ask for maaf, and they enter, they will pay their punishment, and then they will be taken out of Jahannam, and will be made to enter Jannat after that.